Kevin Taylor is with us this morning. He is on the board for the Crossroads Christian Academy. And Kevin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, fellas.
Kevin is here to kind of give us a little bit of an overview of about the Crossroads Christian Academy, which I think probably a lot of people kind of know as, well, that was the old school building over there along the way in Harvey, right? And that sort of thing. So I guess let's kind of start there. What is the Crossroads Christian Academy?
Well, the Crossroads Christian Academy is a non-denominational Christian school that's in its second year, and you are correct. It's housed in the old Silver Creek School, elementary school there in Harvey. And this year, we have 31 students this year, and it's kindergarten through fifth grade.
So basically then you got 2 years in, that 2 years in with it, it must be at least, you know, you've made a couple of years, it must be off to a good start.
Oh, absolutely. Our first year, I think we had 16 or 17 students. So we've seen already some tremendous growth, and we're very excited about what's happening.
Well, for those that are curious about it, you talk about it, a non-denominational educational facility with Christian influence, I guess. Let's talk about that. How does that make it different from other choices for parents?
Well, instead of just having Christian influences, really the purpose and the goal behind the educational process is to recognize that the spiritual aspect of the child is of equal importance to their education. But we know that our kids need education. So it's really treating the child as not only an individual that's there for learning the math and science and social studies, but that also they're there to be shaped spiritually as well, and to be influenced spiritually in a biblical manner.
With the kids that can go to the school, is there a scope? I mean, is there a certain range? Are you targeting Marquette County here? Where are you looking? Marquette area? Give us that info.
Well, we realize that being located in Harvey, you're going to reach a certain area. And our goal is to reach as much of Marquette County as we can. Certainly, we're open to any student, regardless of where they live, provided they can make it without being too difficult on their own family. But our goal is certainly right here, Marquette, Nagani, Ishpeming, you know, right in our own backyard.
Did the Crossroads Christian Academy, did it grow out of that facility becoming available, or had it already started, then the facility happened? What was the history there?
And that's a really great question. The effort has been ongoing for quite a few years. It started with a feasibility study a number of years ago. And that feasibility study grew into, an educational corporation and just continued to grow. Crossroads Christian Academy wanted to purchase what was the Silver Creek Elementary School, and over a course of a number of months put in a couple of offers. They just weren't able to reach an agreement with Chocolate Township, who owned the building, and so they felt they needed to step away from the table at that point because of timing, and so then the church that I pastor, which was Faith Assembly out on M28, was able to come in then, because we were looking for a new facility, and we were able to come in and kind of pick up where they left off, and we were able to purchase the building. And then kind of one thing led to another, and Crossroads Christian Academy approached what then became Silver Creek Church and asked if they could use the facility and partner with us, and we agreed.
What kind of legitimacy does it give to the school to have that sort of facility become available?
Well, if you walked through the halls and looked into the classrooms, it's a phenomenal facility. I mean, it was designed by the best minds that are out there designing schools. It's a beautiful facility, and they have brought them up to date in a phenomenal way. They're gorgeous classrooms, and they're not filled with 30 students. They're much smaller classes, and it's really just it's a beautiful environment for learning.